Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program that introduces you to the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Today's program over News Talk 1310 WBFD is hosted by Lloyd Roach. Bedford County Speaks is heard every Saturday at this time. Now let's join Lloyd for this week's discussion on Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented as a public service by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right here on Route 220 in Bedford. That's Thomas, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. When we return, we'll meet Matt Gottestart, director of the Bedford County Library System, when Bedford County Speaks continues over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Some time back, they did a survey and they found that lots of people who lived within a few miles of the Liberty Bell or the Statue of Liberty never visited either place. That happens around here, too. Just after the start of the French and Indian War, Bedford County became the gateway to the West with the opening of the Forbes Road, which we now call Route 30. In 1794, President George Washington had to come here to quell the Whiskey Rebellion. By 1913, the first transcontinental road for motor cars, the Lincoln Highway, was dedicated here, and the legendary Bedford Springs Resort still welcomes people from all over the world. With this kind of legacy, why keep it a secret? Spread the word about Bedford County, the history, the charm, and the regal Alleghenies. Bedford County, America's open door to the West.
Okay, so you're 10 years old, and your mother says you're going to the library, and you frown and growl and get into the car, and you go off to this place which seems to be always overheated, and you go in, and the first thing they tell you is that you can't talk. You have to be very quiet in here and well-behaved. Well, that may be many observations that people have had when they go to libraries, but I'm here to get the real skinny from the guy who runs the whole place, Matt Gottestart. We're going to talk about libraries in a second, but I wanted to find out a little bit about Matt. I understand you're a Bedford native and you're a Chestnut Ridge alumnus.
Yeah.
Does Chestnut Ridge have an animal that they talk about, like the lions or the tigers or anything like that?
We are the lions, and actually just a little fun fact about me is that in between 2001 and 2005, when I graduated, I was the mascot for the basketball team. So I dressed up as the lion.
So you dressed up as a lion.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had anybody on this program, over 100 programs, dressed up as a lion. This is great.
You've got one right here.
So, Chestnut Ridge, and then you headed off to college. Where'd you go to school?
I got my bachelor's degree from Slippery Rock University, and then got my master's degree at Clarion University.
Now, is that an MLS?
Okay. I think it's an MLS. SLS, Master of Science in Library Science.
Okay,
I believe.
Master of Science in Library Science. Yeah. Lots of S's.
Yeah, lots of librarians are really good at acronyms. So
you have to be one of the few here in Bedford County that are trained in that discipline, because there's not too many librarians around to begin with, I would guess.
Within the library system, I'm the only full-time person who has the master's degree. But I keep finding more. There's a number of those of us who have a master's degree in Bedford County, but not too many.
Right. Well, I think it's great you're here, and I just think we're very blessed to have you because, getting into a small community like this, I know how tough it is to find trained librarians, and I'm really glad that you came here. And I mean that. There's a lot of places where they can't find doctors because the doctors want to go and work in the big city and make $100 million. And, here they come to Bedford and serve like you have. And so I appreciate it very much. You've done that.
Thank you.
I was hoping that you might be able to give us a little tutorial, since I know you've been trained somewhat in teaching, about what a library does and how it serves its community. Can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Sure. So I guess the way people kind of frame their minds around the library is that it's old and dusty and has books. But what we really strive to do countywide is to be kind of a center for education, for community involvement and connection, and for particularly for new people coming into the area. We're really invested in making sure that young children who may not have the necessary resources to say go to a daycare center or a preschool to have an opportunity to be able to feel comfortable and confident going into kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So we have story time programs that do that. Hmm. We also, I mean, obviously we still have books. So we can still do that for people, but we've been trying to engage a lot more in other programming. So, we have, in the past held a program through the Attorney General's office on, scams, for instance. Hmm. We also,
are these adult programs?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have programs ranging in age groups from kids the whole way up through to adults. So, right. and some of them are educational, some of them are fun. And that's, I mean, those are just examples at the Bedford County Library. I know in Everett recently they held, an event with a local author, who talked about, the publishing industry and what she's published. In Saxton, they have a group, every Monday that plays Pinochle. So that's, you know, that's kind of a community involvement thing, but, they also have, constantly doing some type of adult craft on top of their children's story hour. They do like an adult, hands-on activity. And Heinemann does, various programs as well. So
you've got a lot going on in the system. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later, specifically about what you do here. How many libraries do you actually have in this system?
There are four libraries.
Four? Really?
So yeah. So there's the Bedford County Library, the Heinemann Londonderry Library, which is like right in the middle of town, Heinemann, the Everett Library, and the Saxton Library.
So are these library locations loosely coupled to this, or do they all work directly for you, or how does it work?
So the four of us, while I am the director, the four libraries have their own directors. So mm-hmm. I'm also the director of the Bedford County Library.
Right.
And then we have Mary Shad at Heinemann, Judy Hilligas in Everett, and Judy Williams in Saxton. And the four of us really, they don't work, nobody works for each other. We work
right.
together.
Okay.
So a lot of the things that we do is, you know, we will sit down and say, okay, what does our community need? Where are we? We look pretty far into the future, actually. The four of us work together in order to be able to provide services throughout the county. And we try not to duplicate too much. So yeah. We don't want to be offering the same things over and over and over again. We want to be doing different things. And I think we do that pretty well.
Well, I know in Pennsylvania they have these systems, county mm-hmm. systems. Where I just came from, Chester County, it's enormous. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many libraries. They got a zillion of them and mm-hmm. zillions of people running around. But I think the structure is pretty much the same from what I can tell. So what does the system do mm-hmm. that's beneficial for the smaller library? Do you support them in some way, mm-hmm. Help them get materials, books, resources? How does that work?
Sure. So right now, the way that the system set up, one of the things that we do is a collaborative summer reading program. So summer reading programs are actually kind of required by the state. And we used to do it. Each location did their own summer reading program. They spent their own money, they did their own resources, they hired their own people. Now we actually hire a group of people who do the summer reading program throughout the entire county. So it's saving particularly our really small libraries like Saxton and Heinemann a lot of money and resources and human resources because they don't have to worry about the planning phases. And they just basically have it there. And then the people that the system hires can then provide that program, and they do it across the four libraries. So that helps save resources.
I would imagine in some of the libraries, you have people that are really good at certain things,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then you can kind of
exactly.
have a division of labor that way, I would say.
Exactly. So actually, our kind of supervisor for summer reading is Judy Williams at Everett. She's like excellent with children's programming,
yeah.
Particularly at the administrative level. So she's kind of taking care of that this year, which is great. It's a little load off my shoulders, but we also do some resource sharing. So if somebody needs a particular material in a different corner of the county, we try to get it over there. And it's one of the things I'm really excited about with Spark. I know we're going to talk about that later, but we'll be able to do it more functionally.
Well, specifically in Everett, we go to Everett quite a bit sometimes, mm-hmm. Just because we like that library too. And you've got a library professional in there that's absolutely awesome. I mean, this guy runs around the library, does a great job. He knows all the systems and everything. I think he's about 9. I'm serious. I have I've met librarians, real ones, that...
He's, I think she told me he's 12.
All right, well, sorry. I'm in trouble already.
No. He is fantastic.
Our guest is Matt Gottesart, the director of the Bedford County Library System, and specifically the library here in Bedford. And that is where we are. We're in one of his vast conference rooms here in the Bedford County Library, in the main floor of what I like to refer to as the telephone building. You have some great pictures of the old building.
Yes,
that's
we
why
do.
I like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Well, I think that this is very interesting. I'm going to get to this a little bit later, but books, I think a lot of people think maybe books are passé, but I always point out to them, if you think they're passé, picture this. You get a gig on CNN or Fox or one of these television networks, and the first thing you do after you become a star is publish a book. So books are stardom media. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always strikes me funny that they all pitch their books now. They don't pitch their other television shows. They don't pitch their videos. It's their books. Why is this? What's going on here?
It's been really a really interesting ride for me, seeing as I started 2010 started working in libraries, mm-hmm. And in 2010 there were a lot of worried people, because the Kindle,
yes.
and Nook and a couple of those e-readers had just come out, and there was this really big article, I think it was in Time magazine,
right.
that was like, the book is dead,
yeah,
or something
yeah,
like
right,
that, right?
Right, yeah.
It's really overdramatic right. thing, and I can remember sitting in meetings and hearing these like this huge discussion and being in discussions with people who were really concerned for their jobs. And where I'm going with this is right now the publishing industry, the physical publishing industry, like doubled or something last year. Okay. So the book is not dead. and ebook sales have dropped again. So what I really think is that books are the best medium for general mass information. So, mm-hmm. the internet's great, and you can get a lot of things on the internet, but you can also order books.
Yeah.
It's a way to reach everybody, and I think that's why you see that. Not everybody buys or can afford television.
Right.
Anybody can afford to walk to their local library and request right. that book. So I think it's a lot easier to disseminate information that way. The appeal of writing and having your own book is just like way.
Our guest is Matt Gottesart, the director of the library system here in Bedford County, and we're here talking a little bit about what it's like to be a librarian and also what benefit you can have from coming to this library. And when we return, we're going to hear about some specific things that Matt is doing with the system, his own library here in Bedford, and some really cool and nifty things that you can find out about what you can do in a library darn near any time of day or night when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. Perhaps while driving around Bedford County lately, you may have noticed our current outdoor billboards. Stephanie March, General Manager of Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, knows better than anyone about our mission of total satisfaction. When we talk about our 7 ways to save, we mean not only are we saving you money, but also saving you some time and aggravation. Our attention to complete satisfaction makes sure you're happy with our vehicles and service, which keeps us happy to have a loyal customer. Our 7 ways to save is a process to ensure you have complete information to make the decision that's best for you when you purchase a car or truck. We encourage you to visit Thomas Chevrolet Subaru right here in Bedford and see for yourself why our goal is your complete satisfaction. Visit us on Business Route 220 north of Bedford or visit us 24/7 online at thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Andy Clark, Friends of Raystown Lake, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310, WBFD.
Now, let's head back to today's Bedford County Speaks.
You're listening to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us today is Matt Gottesart, Director of the Bedford County Library System. And Matt, thanks again for joining us. This whole notion of books being hot again, or maybe they never were unhot, but they being hot again, is really an interesting notion to me. When I come into the library, is it possible for me to go get a book from another library that I can get, or somewhere else in the country at this system?
Sure. Within the whole system, so any of the four locations that I listed, you can walk into the building and request a book. If we don't have it, we have a process known as interlibrary loan. And what interlibrary loan is we can access a pretty large database. And first we kind of check within our local area. So we check Bedford County, and then we kind of expand a little bit further to Bedford, Blair, and Huntington County. And then after that, we can check the entire state. Now, if someone in the state doesn't have it, it's a little more difficult to get. But pretty much we put a request in, and it'll be here in a couple weeks.
Well, Matt is obviously an expert in this, and I think that one of the other things that people can use libraries for is to research articles from magazines and things. Can we do that here as well?
Yeah. So we have what's known as Power Library in the state of Pennsylvania, and Power Library has some databases. As long as you have a library card, and you can sign into it even from home, and we can kind of show you how to do that here if you need some help. But you get on our website, you go into Power Library, and you can use your library card and search databases like EBSCO, which is kind of a general academic
He's right database. About these acronyms. Yeah. That's EBSCO,
I told you, EBSCO,
Spark, and Bob.
And there's I think we used to – I don't remember if we have Colibris now.
Colibri. Yeah. By the way, the other day when I was preparing for this show, I learned a new word, OPAC.
OPAC,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you about OPAC a little bit later on. Well, sure. Ask me now, what's an OPAC?
An OPAC.
That sounds like something that comes from the Middle East.
No. An OPAC is an online patron, what the A stands for, catalog. Okay. Right. So it's basically your card catalog, except
gotcha.
Online.
If I want to write a paper, do some homework, or prepare for a speech in my business club or something, I can come here and get this research on your computers.
Mm-hmm.
When you get this new system all hooked up, am I going to be able to do this from home?
So you can, doing like researching the articles, like I said, you can actually do that from home right now.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The new system is mostly a circulation system.
Okay. All right, so that leads us to this Spark thing, which is a cool name, but I do like that acronym, Spark. Mm-hmm. Kind of makes you feel happy. So do you remember what SPARK means, or does it mean anything at all?
So Spark is just the brand name for what we're going into.
Oh, okay.
So to give you a little background, I'm going to throw an acronym at you.
Okay, good.
An actual acronym this time. It's called PAILS.
PAILS.
Which is the Pennsylvania Integrated Library System.
Okay.
They're a nonprofit organization that The stated goal is to have every single library in the state of Pennsylvania on Spark, which is our circulation system.
Got it.
So and cataloging system. So Bedford County is migrating as a whole county. Our whole system is migrating to Spark, and one of the things that will differ on the patron end, in particular, is that now, the way it works now is you have to have a library card at each library location. Once we migrate to Spark, you will be given a brand new library card that you can use at every library in the county. You'll be able to say an item, say you go to Bedford often, but you want something that's in Saxton, you can place a hold on that from home within a week.
Place a hold. Explain that to me.
Sure. So yeah. Placing a hold is
all the buzzwords.
Yeah, we got all these fancy terms. Yeah. A hold is, say, an item is checked out, or you're not currently at the library, but you really, really want to read this book, or you really want to see this movie, or whatever it may be. You basically are telling the library staff, "Hey, I want this." So when your name either comes up next in the list, or is the first person on the list, so you place the hold,
gotcha.
We can go, "Oh, Lloyd wants this.
Okay. So if the book comes back, give us a call or write me or email me or something. Say your book's here. Come and get it. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, one of the things the new system will do is as soon as we check the book in and see that it's on hold for you, as long as you have an email registered with us, it'll tell you that it's here.
So with the new Spark system, I'm going to have this card, new card, and it's going to let me use the library in Everett. So I don't have to go and join Everett to get the card.
Right.
Will this hurt Everett at all, not having me as a member now? Or
nope.
Okay, so same thing. Yeah. So same thing with the other three, wherever they are. But it won't work in Huntington yet.
Won't work in Huntington yet.
Okay. We're working on that. Okay, one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So I've now been sparked. I'm completely sparked now. Am I going to be able to see the catalogs of all the libraries? So I can see what's in Everett, what's in you. Is it going to be one big catalog, or is it going to be four little ones, or
kind
how does
of
that work?
So it'll be one big catalog, but you will be able to search either the whole all of our libraries, so, or you can search at each location. And we're in the month of April, we'll be having some kind of trainings for patrons so that they can see how they can do all these things. But you can limit down to just Hyman or just Bedford, or you can look at the whole system if you need to.
Well, this is going to be great, because it's been my experience when I come here, sometimes you don't have a book or anything in that category, and I really have no way of knowing whether Everett does. So now I'm going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, will this also work inside the library? Will I be able to do this here?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 It's fully integrated that way. So you know, if you ask, hey, do you have a book on whatever, and we don't have it here in Bedford, we can go, well, just give me a second. Let me look and see if I can find something within the system.
So do you have to go give $1 trillion now to Dell and buy whole new computers for everything? Or
No.
Good.
In fact, Pales, the Integrated Library System organization, has a grant from, here's another acronym, LSTA.
Oh, boy, you great.
An LSTA grant that actually is paying for our migration over to the new system, but it's just a Windows-based system.
Our guest is Matt Gatta. I'm giving him a tough time. This is Matt Gattasart, the director of the library system here in Bedford County, and he's just been a wealth of information, as a librarian should be. This is what they're here for. This is their biz, if you will. Is a day going to come where, let's say, there's a book, and you don't want a book, so could we just email you the whole book? I mean, is there stuff like that, or am I off base on this?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
And the reason I say we don't know yet is because there's an extraordinary number of things going through copyright law right now. Copyright law is really, really firm on print materials. So you can write a book and it's, yep, for sure, you know, this is your physical material. But when it gets into the realm of the internet, things get real wishy-washy. And so there's a lot of lawsuits and things going on right now to try to figure out where that case law should sit.
Well, it's been my viewpoint, at least I don't know anything about this, but it's been my viewpoint. Once you put something on the internet, it's the OK Corral. I just can't imagine how you could protect a piece of intellectual property once you put it on there.
Right.
Somebody in Mongolia has already got it. So what are you going to do now?
So it's really bizarre. And then, you know, if you run it through a publishing house, the publishing house basically owns the rights to you, like you as the author own it too, sort of thing. If somebody else say I were to scan your book that you wrote and put it on my website, that publishing house could shut my website down.
Let's go back to this OPAC thing. This is going to help us all to locate things. I have found recently it's a little easier to locate things than it used to be. Is that true?
I would say so. The way it used to be is, you know, you had your bulky card catalogs and you would go to the middle of the library and go, I want to find the newest book by Harper Lee, which Harper Lee had the time it only published one book, but you would have to, you had to know who your author was or what the title was. You could use a subject search, but that's going to take you a while to find the exact material. So now, the OPAC functions in the same way as your card catalog. The only difference is the computer's doing all the work for you, basically. So instead of having to thumb through the cards, you type in Lee, you know, it's Harper Lee. So you type in Lee, Harper, you tell it it's the author, you do a search, and it gives you those records. So
now I want you to do something for me, because I've always wanted to ask this question of someone on the radio about this. It's in the library biz. The librarians I know tell me the thing that drives them nuts more than any single thing is when someone calls them on the phone or walks in and says, yeah, do you have anything about Bedford? Or and what they really want is to know where the Bedford courthouse is. You know, or do you know anything about the Senate of the United States? So tell us, how should we pose a question to a professional librarian is my question, I guess.
So first off, the actual question that annoys us the most is, are you open? our hours are posted. Anyway, so those of us who, I actually have, my master's degree is in reference. So I am trained by hours and hours and hours of training how to get that out of you before mm-hmm. I take you to that section.
Right. Right.
Not all of the staff in Bedford County are. So the best thing you can do is walk in with exactly what you want.
Right.
Instead of, you know, I was standing behind the desk one night and someone said, can you show me where your Civil War books are? And so I started using my techniques. Like, I know exactly where to take you, but I'm asking him, and what he really wanted to know was the casualty count at Antietam.
Mm-hmm.
I can get him that. Just right, tell me that's what you want. You know, it makes life a lot easier.
So they might say, show me where your Civil War books are, because they want to learn something about President Lincoln.
Right.
But what they really want to know is about Lincoln. So the instruction, as I understand it, is to come in and ask you specifically what right. you're looking for. Are people often embarrassed to do that?
I don't think so. I just don't think sometimes they don't know how to frame the question, and sometimes it's I want to find it myself thing. I think, you know, because I'm that way. Mm-hmm. Someone when I will sometimes be standing at the desk for whatever reason and overhear somebody ask one of my staff members a question. I will have the answer, like, on Google already before they even get part of the way there. But that's just because I'm so curious about things and I want to know that then. And I think that's what it is. It's more of a, I want to have the joy and the discovery of the material.
I see. So the kind of thrill of the hunt, if you will. You're getting all this because if you're not getting all this, this is how you're supposed to behave in a library. You're supposed to come in and ask specific questions. Don't walk in and say, do you have any books on Pennsylvania? Things like that. And you'll get an answer a lot quicker. Books are on the upswing, but maybe they won't always be. I see a lot of children in this library. So if you're 8, 9, 10 years old, you're in the library. What are they going to see 20 years from now? Is mm-hmm. it going to be a different library? You think books are really on the way out?
I don't. I think forever we will have books in our buildings. However, what I do think, and I think the library's roles as we kind of expand into the future are a way for we need to be able to connect our communities to new technologies, very specifically.
Yeah.
Things like, you know, like right now we have a bank of computers in the library that people can come and anybody can come use. Having the internet in your home is very expensive and having a computer mm-hmm. is very expensive. Right. So that's right now where we are. But, you know, 10 years into the future, I'm kind of hoping we can say, oh, you need something 3D printed.
Yeah.
Come on, here's
Bada bing.
There's a cost. We'll print it. Yeah.
Sure. I think that is the kind of thing that's going to happen. And of course, there's been things, stories about how all children have a little chip in their head. They're going to come in, they're going to be, you know, scanned, and you'll learn it that way. But God help this, that ever happens. Matt Gottesart, you've been terrific. I really appreciate your doing this. And if you want to learn more about this library, is there a website we can go to learn more about this system?
Sure. Our website is bedfordcountylibrary.com.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Okay. Yeah, super easy. And from I don't remember all the other libraries' websites off the top of my head. Sorry, guys. But you can get to those from our website.
And when are we going to be sparked?
We will be sparked officially on March 23rd.
Oh, okay. Soon. Great.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Gottesart, director of the Bedford County Library System. Thank you very, very much. You've been terrific, and I thank you. We're going to have you back.
Thank you.
Maybe after you get sparked. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru on Route 220 in Bedford, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks. Listen each Saturday beginning at 8:30 to hear about the work, lives, and lifestyles in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is a presentation of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Thanks for listening.